Welcome, 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 everyone. Happy Q Day. Zosha, you with me?
I am. I miss the baby.
I miss the baby. I know. I was thinking about that, too.
I got to bring the baby. Actually, I saw a baby the other day. Oh, my gosh. So beautiful. And he just had these huge blue eyes. You know, when you catch the eye of the baby and they look at you and you just feel the light in each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Had those beautiful, like, lippy pout and these giant cheeks. So I'm like, oh. That's another drink name, Chubby Cheeks.
Oh, I love it. Oh, that's so awesome. You got to write this down. I love this.
I know. We have to meet and write a list or something. We're not even the proprietors of Cheeks, but they've given us lots of business.
We've been doing a lot of heartstorming for them, huh? Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, how are you? Go ahead.
I'm great. I'm great. I'm so excited to be here as always. Thank you, BBS. We love BBS. And I'm doing great. I changed up the routine this morning. I got up a little bit early this morning and I went on a walk and I have some tea with me. And yeah, I just so relaxed in my little universe that I'm creating. What about you?
That feels beautiful. I still stay in bed. I didn't change anything. That's just me. I watched a movie with my son. It's like, just let me be me. So we kept repeating that to each other. But in my routine, I feed the birds. I feel so many of us do out here. But it's really funny to develop relationships with them. They're very needy in the winter. But yeah, I come down, I have a few trees outside my kitchen window. And here's the conversation. There she is. She's there. And they hop over into they literally hop over in the tree and they're bouncing. Like, can you see us? We're so hungry. They're like, it's 3 below out. Where's the food? We've been waiting for you. I should send them to your house because you're up earlier.
Our cheeks are tired from storing all this food.
Funny. They're so cute. And they're not tentative at all. The door opens. They're just like waiting.
Oh my God. I'm thinking of the squirrel. I'm sorry. The squirrels. Yeah.
The squirrels, all the different birds. It's hysterical. Now, here's the key. I found the key. I don't have one of those feeders because all I ever saw and witnessed was humans becoming irate with those feeders. So I just throw handfuls of out. I have a kind of graveled area. So I just throw handfuls out and it lets them still be true in their nature and just kind of hop and scratch around for the seed. It's really, I don't do those mechanisms. And the squirrels are happy. They all get along. They all get along.
I love that. I love that. That's so good. You know what? I know what you mean about the mechanisms because I know someone who has bird feeders and squirrel feeders all in their backyard. And this person took put a bucket up to a tree. I mean, he had to fasten it into a tree and then he just filled it with corn. And so he'd look out and he'd see this, like, it was like a squirrel head popping up from a tanker. Because he's just sitting there in the bucket eating. That was so funny.
That's so funny. And they're smart. They know.
They do.
I witnessed my grandfather when I was young go berserk. He was kind. He'd never hurt an animal, but he was berserk as a squirrel. Oh my God. They're funny.
They
Who's
are funny.
Smarter than who?
Exactly.
We think
exactly.
We're all that.
I know, right? Like, I have to go take my squirrel feeder. Excuse me. I have to take the bird feeders. I have two of them. I have to bring them inside at night and put them in, like, my little, like, I have an attached shed to my place. I have to put them in at night because the deer come and just clean me out.
See, that consider my way because it's limited. It's like, here's everything. And I'll go out a few times in the day and throw handfuls out, but I don't leave it at night. So everyone gets to rest. There has to be an end to the party at some point.
That's right.
To keep yourself strong out there.
Yeah, I know some folks who do party packs. They know who they are. But, you know, it's just like they call them party packs for their animals. It's so funny.
I have a friend, I'll just say real quick, she love like just loves, she lives way more in nature. She would buy pounds and pounds and pounds, like endless amount of pounds of seed. But she's Mother Nature. When she goes out, the turkeys were showing off, the deer, everything. I'm like, wow, that's incredible. It was made put me in a shame.
Oh, Zosha, I saw two bald eagles this week.
Ooh.
And I heard them like making this. I was walking at the river and they were making this. I heard these bird noises that I'd never heard before. And I was intrigued. And so I stop and I look up this huge trees and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's two bald eagles. And they were absolutely gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful. How synchronistic too. That's the bird of the United States of America as well. Very cool. Very cool. I saw surfers at the beach. Again, it's like 5 below. And it's so cool to observe. Like, look how we all just love to play. I just want to walk in my sleeping bag and I'm watching. It was so fun to watch. They're in the water, the actual water. Yes, they're wearing wetsuits, but still the face is exposed like lobsters. It was impressive. It's like, wow, they just had to do it. You just can feel the spirit. They just have to do it. That's how they play. It was really cool.
That
Nope, but
is
no
cool.
eagles.
Well, I went to the beach this week one day, and
Ooh.
I am telling you, Zosha, the beach is my medicine. Like the ocean is my medicine. I was so calm and relaxed. I walked on the beach and then I just sat down. And it was cold. It was cold. It was windy and it was cold. I didn't care. But I almost took my shoes off and just I'm going to get my feet in this water. But it's like, yeah, maybe next time.
Oh, I was going to say maybe you put them in the water and then you just don't feel them after. That's fun. It's funny. I just listened to Mermaid some point saying that she had some of her most huge healings or growth at the beach, and I could speak to that as well. Exactly what you're saying. It's nature. What did we say earlier? Nature to me is just a what a cue we speak about with nature. It's just the resonance of nature. It's our natural frequency. It's uncorrupted. So the beauty of being in any nature around anything living helps, for me at least, helps me regulate back to my true resonance. Can I share one more beach story?
Oh, please.
So I was on the beach the other day walking, and sometimes I listen to the waves. I'm talking to the sun. I'm doing all whatever we do, and sometimes I'm listening to us, the light team singing. So I'm listening to some music as I'm leaving the beach, and all of a sudden I hear a yell. Now I see in the distance is two people, and the third person is taking a picture of them. So I have that awareness. So I hear a yell, and I look, and I see this lady. She was calling to me, so I take out my headphone. I'm like, oh, and I can't really hear her. There's sort of a distance. And I say, oh, sorry. And I'm pointing my ear. And then I do like, do you want me to take a picture symbol? We're communicating with no words. But then I hear her say, no, I was just saying hi. I was like, oh, hi. Again, there's a big distance between us. I was like, that's cool. And I wave. And then the couple with them, they kind of separate. And this gentleman says, I don't know the words that he said, but I knew what he said, and my response was this: I'm going to live my most amazing life and have fun doing it. It came out of me, and he looked at me and he had the biggest smile. He's like, I like that. I'm going to do that too. And he said, I'm also going to find a place to live in Connecticut. And I said, well, you just did. You just said it out loud to the universe. You shall have it. And we smiled and waved, and we left. It was just the funniest interaction, but it was of delight. The communication that happened, the feeling—I knew what he was. I knew what he was asking me or saying to me without hearing him, and then I said it back. And the feeling that went between us—it was, this is where we're going. It was so fun, so sweet moments.
Wow, that's beautiful. So you didn't even need to. It's just I don't want to call it telepathy, but how would you describe it, Zosha, that way y'all
It
communicated?
was just an instant heart-to-heart communication. And I used words to respond, and that I didn't think, just came out. Just came out. But I felt him receive it, like, oh, sort of, wow, I never heard an answer like that.
Like somebody's actually excited to hear, like sharing the good news, right?
And it was a heart-centered answer. So a source speaking through.
It's
And
beautiful.
it's cool. There's so much happening. I have so much. I've been sorting all week. So much coming through. I wonder if everyone else is feeling that too. Just a light all around, and I feel just so. I've just been sorting. It's interesting. It's amazing.
It's beautiful. I love it. I love
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know how they have like people do like they'll have programs where you can do like a year with the Bible, year and year through the Bible.
I've heard
Right.
of that.
I tried and I failed so many times.
How, see? Fail. That's what you say, or just the opposite. Keep going.
This is true. This is true. So I was listening to, I go to bed with Ron every night, Ron Amatron on Creation Light. And so I said, I'm going to do a year with Ron this year. And I've been listening. I have been listening. It's been amazing what I've been listening to and what he's been sharing. And it lines up actually synchronistically with the most recent article on For the People.space, the Times Square article, and the true new year and when that really is. And not getting on the dark's timeline, because I mean it makes sense, Sosha, right? Like new life, spring, why would the new year be when everything's dead out in nature? Or dormant, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean?
I do. And I always loved aspects of the winter just to hibernate. I feel I was a bear. I love to stay in bed. I love to hibernate. So it totally makes sense to me. Why would you come out when it's freezing? It's all cozy. You want to just get cozy and sit and be. Yeah, I get it. I love the article too.
It was so good. And just Ron basically reinforced what the article, talked about. Writing down what you wanted to experience, speaking it, and then really feeling into the energies of each month, and basically following your heart, your true north, your inner compass, into what you want to create, and to do the and to avoid getting onto alien programming timelines. So I thought that was really interesting. This was the January 2nd, 2016 call. Excuse me. Yeah, this was the January 2nd, 2016 call on creationlightship.com on under the archive section. So I thought it was fabulous. And also, excuse me. If anyone wants to experience what the 12 source energies feel like, if you go to the 12/26/2015 archive, Ron brings in all 12 of the source energies on the call. And when I was listening last night on the January 2nd, 2016 call, I'm sorry for all the numbers, y'all. This is just so if anyone wants to go back and listen. So last night when I was listening to the January 2nd, 2016 call, he brought in energy number 6. And, I won't share what I experienced because I don't want to create a timeline for anyone else, but it was amazing. So if you're inspired and you're curious, check it out. I'll just say that it was just wildly wonderful.
I love it. I feel, can I just go back to
Please.
what you shared? So just put it, these are the words you shared to me. So you're doing 365 days with Ron and with Creation Lightship.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you tell people how you did it? What was your way of doing it? It's another tool if anyone's inspired.
Yeah, thank you for that question. It is. It's just another tool. I know everything is inside of me. It's awakening. I'm remembering the knowings of who I am, as we all are. So it's just a tool that helps reinforce, what Q's taught us through Ron. And I just enjoy listening. And he does clearings for free on there, and I feel them. I feel it. And it's also a great way to, If you do experience something profound when he does a clearing, it does help you to, oh, I should do that clearing on the whole lifetime clearing on the light ship. Now, I get it about the cost. I can't speak to that, but I just know what I experience and how it has helped me. So I do what I can. But yeah, if you go to the archives, there's archives from 2006 to 2018, and he did these shows. I mean, it's amazing,
I did like 4 a week, I feel.
Yeah, and it helps me. It just it has it's like ironing, it's ironing, sharpening iron. Is that the word? Is that the way you say it? It helps me just to sharpen my
Sharpened steel.
yes, there, thank you. Yeah, it really does.
Can I add in one thing? I also feel the clearings, and just to say that I'm pretty sure the creation lightship says so. If you don't feel them, that doesn't mean it's not happening. It's happening. 50% of women feel the clearings, and I feel it's only about 5% of men that feel the clearing. So don't connect it necessarily to a feeling. It is happening as
Thank
well.
you.
Ron will tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Zosia. And just to tap on to what you just shared, there are you can get there's a tab at the top that goes through and gives a free clearing where he does the mental, emotional, trauma, feeling body, and it's all free. And I don't know, it's like 10 minutes. It's not long. And I mean, that's you can stay current. If you're inspired, you can stay current. And I listen to them at night, or whenever, you're inspired to listen. But something that he shared that was very interesting to me, and it also lined up with what Q shared is, change up your routine to avoid getting up, on programming, because it's the cells in your body that are programmed. So change up your routine. He gives the example, sit in a different chair, get up a little bit earlier, or just little things to change up your routine. Because the aliens, they know our routines. If you're inspired, it's always if you're inspired. So I'm gonna try it.
Not nice. It's perfect. I feel that's so helpful. It's so helpful. I'm still staying in bed though. I'm doing I know me.
Perfect, perfect.
But that's what's cool. I said that on purpose because it's just we when the beauty of knowing yourself,
That's right.
and observing and the what you shared about creation lightship are just tools to observe and get to know yourself, to see and observe and here's something that I love that actually came to me during the week that Ron said, your body brings forward what needs to be cleared. And what I love that your body brings forward what needs to be cleared. So it's not just you do a command or you run it and boom, you're all done. That's not my experience. And why I love that quote too, it's synchronistic. I had conversations with two friends this week and the topic came up. And conversation with one beautiful friend, I said, yeah, I always see like, okay, I hold peace and something comes up. It's just the body will keep, it's so wise. In just my words, it's so wise. It'll bring things up. Now, how do you stay? How do you not participate if it's emotions? It's just what Q had always said too, staying in that observational state. What I shared the other day, creating distance. It isn't me if I see that. I know the choir knows this, but I heard Q too, like you're tired of me saying this, but this is the way. And it really is the key that this version of human seems to be this process. The body will keep revealing what comes out. And I look at it like it's a divine detox. Something
Ooh,
comes up, it's a form of detoxing.
I
And
love
then
that.
I get to look at it. I get to study myself. I get to watch. Oh, what's at a frequency? So instead of getting embroiled and wrestling with the emotions and punching myself in the head over it, it's just neutral and watching. Okay, something's at a frequency here. What is this? For example, many, many months ago, something came up during some quiet time. I was like, what is this coming up? I just watched and then I asked. I don't often ask, but I asked, what is this? And I got ancient heartbreak. And it was really helpful because it's ancient. Oh, of course that makes sense. These bodies have been reincarnated over and our spirit has been put in bodies still carrying ancient eon memories. So without getting into the nitty-gritty, because you can find that on Creation Lightship, but it's just another way to distance myself from it. I don't need to wrestle with this stuff. I just see it, okay, and let it bubble up. And it just goes. I don't have to participate with it. Just watching it. Yeah, it is not comfortable sometimes, but it is not me. And back to what Ron says, your body brings forward what needs to be cleared. So I looked at it. I watched it. That time I had tears. Another time I see it pop in another way. Now I start to know myself so well. And I could almost start to feel moments it came from. It's really interesting. Now I'm not looking to get into the details because who cares? I'm just now. So just now I'm watching the feeling. And it just goes. Or like you said, just change up my routine. I'm gonna go hum over here or go for a walk, whatever it is. Just not to get engaged with it was one of the keys that I observed really helped me.
And Zosha, do you feel that so when you experience that feeling, knowing that it's not you, excuse me, it's ancient stuff, did you feel, for I'll just say for me, if I don't feel it's like I'm not complete with it. But then, okay, you felt it, now don't wallow in it.
That's
Right.
exactly.
And that's where I'm working on that, because I tend to waller in it and go back and forth. And but it sounds like with you were able to, with your process, that you found what works for you.
Yeah, I love that you use that phrase because I feel that's a key. It's so funny. I heard Q say something else. I'll get to that in a second, but it's seeing it and distancing from it, or like you're saying, maybe there's experience or memories of like here we're receptors, we just record everything, so we just keep revisiting it, reviewing it, reviewing it, reviewing it, thinking it's us, it's not us. So that distance to me is not wallowing in it, just looking at it. It is not here to help me. It is not a state of peace, so I don't want to participate with it, but sometimes it's just still there. I remember those moments, and it's kind of like, Lauren, if I take this visual came to me the other day. If I take a glass of water and put a ice cream scoop of mud in it, you can see what the water looks like, right? So I feel with commands, with creation lightship, with observation, it's almost like the silt starts to become removed. The sand might settle to the bottom. And over time, keep watching and observing. And again, for me, this is, I'm excited to do it. I'm excited to see my water get clear. I want, there's a certain point where I switched. I'm like, I am solving this puzzle. I am figuring this out because I'm on to you all. I get the game now. Thank you, Q. I get it. I want to solve the puzzle. So after a while, it's like, okay, I'm going to keep crying about this. It's not, I don't beat myself up about it, but it's my choice to participate in the emotions or not. So it's empowering to me to recognize it. See what I mean? So all of us, I feel, can look back and observe, okay, 2 years ago, my glasses were pretty muddy, but I see the clarity. I see it coming through. I feel it coming through. I even feel it in the eyes of others coming through. It's fascinating. All of us can take our inventory and see. And then it's just like, okay, there's a piece of silt. We learn exactly what you said, Lauren, I feel is key. I don't have to fight with the silt.
I love it. I love that visual. Oh, that's so good.
Thank you. Things just come up sometimes. So I'm also visual. I love finding you too. We all do. I love this things come to me sometimes. I'm like, okay, that's helpful. I like to see in pictures.
Yeah, me
And to
too.
me, that's ascension. That's ascension as the water gets clear.
You know what's interesting, Zosia, is, excuse me, I was listening to a show this week and Q had talked about, the internet was created for control and destroying our history books. So, not to go into the past and communication, but I say that because, we would have known how to read the hieroglyphs, right? The Egyptian, or the emerald tablets, but it was all erased on purpose. But it doesn't matter because we're getting it back. Right?
Yeah, it's all with us now. Just know it's all, whatever they did. Okay, this is perfect. Whatever they did, it doesn't matter because it's all within us. That's the profound brilliance of going within and finding peace. It is the key, it is the frequency to unlock all of that, which was never locked, just muddied. It's there. So I love that. I love that, Lauren. So let's. We are God, in Q's words, we're gods and goddesses. So isn't that, here's the duping, that we are spread out all over, covered up in these regular bodies, seeming like we're just regular people, slogging away through life, that's it. But that's the beauty of the duping, because it was so simple that for me, at least, some of the battle emerging was letting go of who I thought I was. Like, could this be me? Wait, I'm just me. I just do this. I just do that. It's just me. That's the duping, is that mind program. And we're gods and goddesses. Here's Q's words. We are gods and goddesses. It's up to us to go within and figure it out for ourselves, which is what we're here talking about. And I have one more piece to add, but I want to take a pause. What do you? To go on to what you said about the tablets and all of that information.
No, keep going. I don't keep going, girl.
Okay, cool. Thank you. So here's a key. So as a mother, this really stood out to me about victimization. So I'll just say I saw that program going really clearly when my children were young and throughout all of their years, the propaganda of pushing people to be in a victim state. So I catch a piece that Q mentions. It's on August 5th, 2023, Being Inspired with Q. If you're new to the show, all of these links you can click right on Being Inspired, right on our show page. If you don't want to search for it, go to the archives, August 5th, 2023. So Q and Asha are speaking. This is the gist of it, not a quote. He speaks about victimization. Asha mentions the word, and Q says something like this, the victim. He said, Q said, he sees us. So this is for all of us. He sees us as incredibly powerful. He didn't know that existed. The victimization is exclusively from the brain. A true solution is stop thinking, and then you are not something. And then you start creating, and you will be what you want to be. It is tiring to say over and over again, but it is the solution to stop thinking about the past. Stop thinking. Stop remembering. What is the purpose if you have all of your knowledge through your heart, through the core of source? You have so much more knowledge than what is in your books on this planet. Isn't that funny you mentioned books? But that, can I say something just to the beauty of going within? For me, my only job was to get into peace. I let all the other noise go. I just want to get into peace. How do I sustain this? It's a puzzle I wanted to solve. Now, what to me, what Q is saying, if we're victimized, like they did this, they did that. Q's the biggest source of all the crap he's gone through. But even still, that's still in the past. So if we keep replaying the past, if we keep remembering what happened, if we keep repeating it and repeating it, I started to recognize, oh, that's the looping. That seems like it's me, but that's the looping. So it's beautiful what you said, like not to wallow in that, not to be caught up in the remembering, not to be caught up in the past. And when we go back into our heart, that peaceful place, that is us just now.
That's beautiful, Zosia. I love that. And here, and it helps me tremendously because where I'm at is if things aren't what I want them to be at a certain moment, I get, I go through the looping again. And I'm like, oh God, here we go again, you again. Like, and so I have the awareness. I know exactly what's going on. I'm sitting there watching my own movie. I'm watching myself on the movie screen, and I'm like, oh, I got a few choice words, and but I find that, it's not pleasant because, you're just the letting go of all this. It's not for me. Everyone's journey is different. But just sharpening that, and it takes for, I don't want to say time, but it just takes practice. It takes practice and being open to expansion and really just the letting go. I mean, it's, why do they have all these movies about things from the past? Why do they have memorials? And it's not to diminish, the lives that were lost, for that, fighting for that cause. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that it's to bring up the emotions, the trauma, the looping, just like you said. So I wonder what our world would be like if we didn't have that.
Ah, we're getting there. That's a beauty in the simplicity. It's what you're stating is perfect because you're like myself and others are more testimony to this, to what we're doing, that we're documenting it. We're giving our granular detail of how we do it. Thank you, Q, because you set the template. That's what I was connected in, the template. I overlaid everything Q said over my life to make it and interpret it through my filter. I didn't feel, oh, Q's this, I can't do it. No, I'm powerful. I know myself to be the light. I'm powerful. I can do this. We all can do this. The light is around, profoundly around. And it's funny to me. I mean, it's in 2023 and Q's speaking about, I know I'm got tired. He's tired of hearing himself repeating it. It's the same messaging. It's the same messaging. We'd all love to move on to the party, but how do you move on to the party until you have peace and then create the party? See the beauty?
Yeah, exactly.
And I
Yeah.
love that's how you were saying how you were quieter this week, and you shared your other different ways of trying solutions or looking at the tools differently. I loved your idea of 365 days of Ron. I do 365 days of Q, so between both of them, we all dabble back and forth. But it's always to look at. I love it. How did he say it this time? How did Ron say it this time? Again, they're clues if we choose. So we all speak for us, Lauren. We love solving this. So we're sharing our stories. And it's not always so fanciful. It's regular life. It's a regular experience to clean up to clear the mud from the water.
That's right. Oh, I have good news though, Zosia.
Well, all right.
So I was listening to a Being Inspired with Q, February 3rd, 2024, and Asha did say the Pope is going to rewrite the Bible. She did say that. Now, it sounded
Wait,
like she was being like
wait,
legit for real.
wait a minute. What was the year?
February 3rd, 2024.
Okay, where are you going? What did that mean to you?
Because we're
I know
all.
it inside of me. I'm not reading any Pope stuff.
Well, no, you know what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, oh, geez. Of course, we know it, but it's just so nice when you can see it out there, I guess,
Yeah, in the manifested world, in the normie world. Is
in
that what you
the
mean?
in Normieville, yes.
Feel I remember that was a joke.
Well, you know what? I hope it's not a joke, but maybe we won't even need them. Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, how are you gonna bite the, how are you gonna do this one, Q? How are we gonna do this about all of that? It's fun to watch.
I recall Q mentioning, I'll say it this way, that the light or the frequency of Jordan Maxwell is still here. I don't know how to say it. I don't know the details, but the essence of his caliber, that was his expertise, I feel Q said.
Yeah.
So it's well planned, well
You're right.
organized.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And also something else that I thought was pretty cool. I listen tidbits here and there. The same show, I believe it was February 3rd, 2024. They were talking about Asha was asking Q about, consciousness. What does it mean? And Asha had, they were talking back and forth, and Asha says, consciousness, shown or shining. So I just love that. They were
That's a
talking
great
about,
show.
yeah, that's a great show.
That was, I feel, Lash's last show.
Really?
I feel it was.
Okay, I can't remember when her last show was.
Did you
Also,
say February?
February.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her last show.
I miss hearing her. I miss hearing her, but live, but it's as well as Q, but we can always go back and listen. So that's the beauty of the archives.
Yeah, and also, okay, so,
Are we gonna pivot? Are we gonna pivot?
well, no, there's so many things come to me. It's just where is here, and it's cool, kind of like describing the connection with the man on the beach and feeling that it helps me anchor into different senses, different ways to connect. There's so much knowledge coming in, it's what's incredible. More knowledge coming in on deeper levels. This is just a tip of the iceberg, really. It's so much in a state of peace, the knowing that it's you just all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, and it just happens. Wow, and it just comes through that subtle, quiet place, and it just comes through, and it just makes me want to. I mean, there's so much I don't share. I don't know how to share it. I don't know how to share it, and it still forms and grows, but wow. Just absolutely wow. So, okay, so I'll pivot too. I'm going to apologize as well because I'm going to give another date, but I feel sometimes it's nice if someone's interested in the topic, they can replay our show and catch the date of the show. So, if I can read something from PRQ, it's one of my questions that I was brought to search for. This week, I can't really recall the topic, but it was synchronistic to even the converse two conversations I had with people. It's fascinating. So it was on 6/22/24. May I read it?
Please.
Okay, so my question had something to do with, I shared it something like this. Friends and I were speaking, and we noticed that when we go about our town, we observe people, but we feel in a different dimension almost. And I was trying to figure it out and saying, is that because we're living from our heart, or is that being in another frequency, something like that? So Q in this show says something like, okay, so on this topic, the ascension symptoms most of us will go through now, so this applies now. We will go through now. We will have a very hard time going to the mailbox now. We will have a very hard time doing things we don't want to do. Opening a letter from a local municipality, a bill, that is going to get really tough here at the end. So, all those things you don't want to do now are really going to be more obvious. I'm sharing this because these came out in conversations. Now, okay, so he says, so it is very difficult for me to buy a bus ticket. I don't want to buy a bus ticket. I just want to go where I want to go. There are tons of items like this. Then he says this, we, he and Mermaid, we are fading away from you because of the regiment that is here, the regiment of business and decision making that is compartmentalized in identity here. We are probably not going to be able to do, I'm going to flip my page, going to be able to do it much longer because we just get sick. We were just talking about feeling sick. Okay, he goes on to say that we have to stay away from it. We will choose and choose to do something different. And that is what happens in the ascension cycle. You just don't pick things you don't like anymore. It is really simple. That is ascension. Then Mermaid states, You just fade into a higher dimension. And then Q says, on the planet. You just fade into a higher dimension on the planet. Even the planet you are on, you can have a multi-dimensional situation on a light planet like this, who had legacy light to it. You are going to be able to have abilities to diversify in dimensional realities. It's very tricky in the English language. So I love going back to that just as a reminder. I remind myself, like, yes, I back to the question, it's what I experience now, and it's what I've shared with the friends too. It's feeling after this past season, past couple of weeks, I really can't even relate. I really cannot even find words. I can observe being really in another place. I feel myself fading from this place. So I feel more and more of what Q is saying. I get it. It's hard sometimes. That's okay. But to observe that every choice, I'm just trying to overlay it for people in my life, every choice I'm making is moving me into a different dimension, a different reality. And remember him saying too that even beings can't stick with us as we grow our light. So, is there anything that came to you?
Beautiful, beautiful share. So when you said to diversify in multidimensional realities, what Q is that? Was that what those your words?
Let me read it. Should I read it again?
Please.
Okay, so Mermaid said, so as you're living your life, where Q said it's really simple, that is ascension. Mermaid says, you just fade into a higher dimension. On the planet, Q said, even the planet you're on, you can have a multi-dimensional situation on a light planet. So to me, that means where he said once, the person standing next to you has no clue what's going on inside of you. I get that. I've experienced that. Would you? I feel you've experienced that.
Yes.
So I feel like that's what he's saying, or in another dimension. He also shared once, it's kind of like bubbles, because I drew a picture of it, like, oh, it's like bubbles all over. If I do a cross section of a bubble bath, oh, I'm in this bubble. You can be in a different bubble. Someone can be in a different bubble. It's almost where we match in frequency. That's where I might co-create with someone who I want to be in their frequency. I want to join with them. I want to join with you. It could vary all the time. So that's how I started to see it. Oh, the frequency changes. I'm in another dimension. That now that makes sense. When I'm out amongst people, I observe sometimes. I don't even connect with certain people. We just never cross paths. I can see them. Perhaps they're in a different frequency, like the gentleman on the beach where I had that interaction. My words are that we connected that way. And again, it's just my interpretation that we were in a similar frequency. It was a different form of communication. Fascinating, right?
Absolutely. when we're so I wonder, Zosha, so what happens to the spirit? I mean, because I'm looking, I know I'm not this body, I'm spirit, but yet I'm still in it's so hard to explain it. I'm still in this body. Just, so w when you said, you're like fading away into a different frequency. Does that make sense?
It does. I feel I know what you're getting at. I'm still in the body, so my frequency, my spirit is separating from others. I feel we can all speak to that. If you look back in a year, are you hanging out with the same people? What changes did people make? So that to me, that's a freak. It's hard to say in words, a frequency adjustment, because I'm choosing to not participate with the bill person or the whoever, stopping those choices, making those choices not to participate. I don't like it when I go to this coffee shop. I don't feel good. I don't like it at this job. I don't feel good. I don't like hanging out with these people. I don't feel good. Like kind of what we talked about last week. So all of those choices, when we're making higher frequency choices to sort of match our inner state of being, we're still in the body. I'm still in my body, but I'm in a different state of being. Does that
Okay.
make sense?
It does. It does. Yeah, thank you. Beautiful.
No, that's that. Thank you. You too. I feel that's really helpful because I do remember having that question, something similar to try and figure out. It can get confusing, but over time it feels, it eventually just comes.
Yeah, I feel like because it's hard to, well, I don't want to, this in my, at least in my perception, it can be challenging to explain this in words. You just have to experience it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's what's funny about you hear when you go back and listen to the recordings, you can hear Q saying that. He's
Yeah.
trying to explain it as well in a language that has been constricted and set up to take away from the messaging. Remember when he would speak about Jesus, we would have different capabilities then. These bodies have been so genetically manipulated and implanted and every other list of clearings on the creation light chip. It's harder. It's just like I don't know. Sometimes I don't want to put that visual out there, but yeah, it's just seems to be we were more diminished, or the mud was thicker.
Yeah.
But we do that. That's why we show up to talk about it as well. I love talking about it. I love figuring it out, and I love helping others. Just like I know we share about it by sharing our stories. Again, I don't want to speak for you, but I feel people
No,
know
of
on our show
course.
that's what we love to do, just like Q did. He showed up. Remember him saying he didn't want to do a radio show and he was talked into it. How do I know this and then not share? So I'm getting that as well. Even in my journey of all the years, why did I go through that training? I used to ask myself, oh, I get it. I'm here too. There is a reason for it. It's in depth that training that I went into, but I got caught up in the head, like just me. What I don't, you know what I mean? Just diminished myself. What am I going to say about it? I never want to charge for anything. People have said to me, you should do this as a business. I'm like, no, I just want to help people. I don't make money. I just have a weird relationship with money anyway, like we all do, but no judgment. We have to pay no judgment. It just wasn't the way I wanted to do it, but look where we are now.
Exactly. I mean, just like you, I if someone wants to hear the truth and they're open, I am so excited to share it. I mean, I just it lights me up. Like, I watched a Marvel movie the other night, and they're sitting there going through different realities and universes, and I'm like, so, oh my gosh, we have no idea. It's just like, wow. And I got lit up. I was just lit up. 'Cause it's me, remember, I know I'm remembering.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh please, curtains. Oh God, please. Like, I'm gonna go over here in this universe. I'll see you later. I'll be back.
It's funny how yeah, you're describing that. I know exactly the feeling because my son was home. I've got to spend a lot of time with my son recently, and it's so funny that I saw this video, and it was this son talking to his mom about how they're going to approach being around people and like what topics are safe. He's like, okay, so it's probably a safe topic. We could just talk about sports. And she's like, okay, sports. Well, you know, it's all rigged, right? She starts going. He's like, okay, so maybe that's too much. How about the food? We can compliment so and so on the food and talk about the food. And she's like, yeah, okay, the food. Well, you know what they put in the food? It's like a 2-minute video. It made me laugh hysterical, and my son honored me by listening to it. And he chuckled. I'm like, I just want you to know I'm not the only one out there speaking like this. Because it's the same thing. You sit there and you watch the tennis match, and it's like, oh, how long can I participate and
Oh,
listen to
right. I'm like, oh, exactly. Oh, that's so funny.
it?
That's so funny. I love it.
It's so funny.
I love it.
I'll say one thing because I usually bite my tongue. So, but I drop one thing. I'm like, well, you know who started ice? Was like, wow, that was like a watermelon.
It's like Don Henley's song "Dirty Laundry." You don't want to know how far it's gone, right?
It's so funny. But then I regained control of my vehicle. I just
I'm like,
myself.
oh gosh, oh
It's
gosh.
too
I'm like,
much, but sometimes just the effervescence just comes out.
it's like Zosha. It's like, okay, let's start with something easy, like the Food Net. Sorry, there's a food channel, and they put so much money into this food channel, but yet all the commercials are pharmaceuticals to fix what the food did. I'm like, let's start there. That's visual. They can just tangible. They can see it, right? Never
See, it's a perfect time to test the frequency. Not in judgment, just observation.
gosh, yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh. And no offense against that television channel. I don't watch TV anymore, but it was a part of my journey of awakening. So and oh my gosh, we have it's time, Zosha. Quote
Wow.
time.
Oh, wow. 3 minutes again.
Well, hey, I gotta say this. Check out Connect with Kelly, her new showtime starting right after us today. So tune in. It's gonna be a great show.
Yeah, it is. She did a swap. She follows Unstoppable. Now we can listen.
Yeah,
It's
yeah.
awesome. Great show, Kelly and Beth. Can I say a song too? Just if anyone's interested, I won't read the lyrics, but
Please.
Symptom, The Symptom of Being Human by Shinedown. It's so awesome. That is cute. It's one of my favorite songs of them. Symptom of Being Human. It talks about going to the lunatic ball.
That's good.
So funny. Always been telling us. Always been telling us.
That's so good, Zosha.
So fun. I have tears of laughter in my eyes to see the baby laughs, we laugh. We'll be back with you again next week in our 2 hour slot. And we're still figuring out, just to tell the listeners what to do with that slot, because again, the PRQ slot feels so special, doesn't it? So we're working it out, which some people said, just keep being you. I'm like, wow, that's the greatest compliment, but we'll keep feeling it out. Thank you everyone for the subscriptions. It's like out of girls to each of us. So it's really nice. Thank you for your support. And we love everyone and hope you just have such a fun day. I love you, Lauren.
I love you too.
We love you, BBS, too. And that's a wrap.